أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the blowing of the trumpet and the horn. This is the second occasion when it will be blown and how people will emerge from the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically described the situation and the condition of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they will come out in this state of shock, overtaken by fear and overcome with terror, and they will question and ask, who is it that has resurrected them and brought them up from their graves? In the next ayah, ayah number 54 of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالْيَوْمْ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Today, referring to the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, a single person, believer or disbeliever, not a single person or a single soul will be subjected to any form of wrongdoing or injustice or oppression in the least. Every single person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُجْدَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will only be recompensated for whatever you have done in this dunya. For whatever you have done in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace and through His mercy, will give more than what you deserve. But never will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you to task for something you have not done. When it comes to the wrong that you have done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not exercise any form of injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be absolutely just and fair. When it comes to the good deeds, Allah will give and multiply. And through His grace and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give more than what we deserve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after describing to us what the situation will be as far as the disbelievers are concerned and how terrified they will be on that day, Allah speaks of Ashab al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the inmates and the people of paradise. Allah says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمْ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Allah says, certainly the people of paradise today, on this day, they are in activities enjoying themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of shughl. Shughl. Shughl is used for anything that occupies you or distracts you. So your work also that you are going to proceed towards in this morning, that's your shughl. People ask you, what's your shughl? What's your work? Your shughl. Your occupation. So shughl is anything that occupies you. Whatever distracts you, whatever occupies you, whether it is your work, whether it is your activity. Now, we find that in this world, our shughl, our activity, our work, what occupies us, what distracts us, what keeps us busy, is such that sometimes tires us down. You become tired at the end of the day. The entire day you're involved in that activity, in that work, you become tired. Number two, it is something that we don't very often maybe look forward to as well. It is something that we consider to be difficult, something that we consider to be burdensome. When we think about it, we don't really look forward to it at times. And even if it is something enjoyable, we do suffer from boredom. The activity that you are involved in, even if it is something that is really enjoyable and something that you really like to do and you look forward to, it is your hobby or whatever it may be, but also a time comes and a point comes where you get tired of it and you have to stop it, and your body also becomes tired down. But when it comes to the shughl, the activity of akhirah, because sometimes you might think in akhirah there's no prayer, in akhirah there are no obligations, in akhirah there is nothing to do in terms of responsibilities, there's no livelihood that we need to earn, there's nothing really that we have to do in Jannah. So won't we suffer from boredom? Won't we become tired? We are a creation of Allah that is used to being busy all the time. We cannot sit idle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, the first thing about the shughl of akhirah, it will be such an activity that the people will be involved in all the time, and it will bring them a great joy of happiness. Allah uses the word faqih. Allah did not say fi shughlin sharihun. Sharihun means to be happy. Allah did not say fi shughrin masrurun. Masrur also means happy. Allah says fakihun. The word fakih, we don't generally use it to describe a person's happiness in the dunya. But fakih is used when a person is happy internally and the circumstances and his surroundings bring him a great sense of joy. Sometimes in this dunya, your surroundings are such that would normally bring you joy, but within there's something you are suffering from. Internally, you are suffering from something. There's some pain, there's some anguish, there's some regret. Whatever it may be, there's some misfortune that is causing you to lose the happiness of the inside. So outwardly, you're happy, and the surroundings you are in are such that bring you joy, but within you are suffering the sadness and this grief. But fakih is the one who is happy from within, and his surroundings also bring him a great deal of joy. Number one. Number two, fakihun fakih, the word fakih or fakuha is used to describe the highest level of ecstasy and enjoyment. So this enjoyment will be of another level, unexperienced in this world. Number three, Allah did not say hum al-yawma fi shughulin yafquha yafquhu yafquhun. Allah did not use the verb. Now in Arabic, you'll appreciate this more, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used what we call the active participle, or known in Arabic more accurately as the ismul fa'il. The active participle, you use it, and in English as well, you use it to denote perpetuity. There's not going to be any end to it. So for example, one is a person who writes. So you will say yaktub. In Arabic you use the verb yaktub, he writes. One is, it's his profession to write. He's writing all the time. So to describe him, you call him, you say he's a katib. He's a katib, a writer, because that's what he does all the time. He never stops writing. He's a katib. So in Arabic, Allah says, fakih. The level of happiness will be such that it will remain with them forever. The only thing that they'll experience is happiness. Nothing. The people of Jannah. And they'll be engaged in those activities, whatever Allah has prepared for them, in terms of whatever enjoyment and whatever comfort. They'll be just involved in that day and night. Using that metaphorically, there is no night in Jannah. But day and night, throughout their existence, they'll be occupied, and that occupation will bring them such joy that they'll be of the highest level, and that joy will never cease. It will never, ever end. Whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now sometimes when you are experiencing something good, or you travel to some place and you are really enjoying yourself, right, the location is the perfect location, and this beautiful scenery and the amenities and the activities are just really good and great, but your happiness is not complete, and your happiness does not reach its full potential until and unless there's someone you want to share it with. Very often you go to a place and there's someone you wish could have been there with you. And you tell yourself, I wish so and so was here to experience and to enjoy what I am enjoying. So in the paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you will be having this most amazing time, and who will be there at your side enjoying those moments with you? Hum wa azwajuhum. They will be there along with their spouses. Hum wa azwajuhum, they and their spouses. Fi dhilalin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the climate in paradise. Fi dhilalin, they will be surrounded in shade. Sometimes in this dunya, you are at the best location, you have the best accommodation, you have everything of the best, but the weather is not good. You cannot enjoy yourself fully. You cannot do whatever you planned on doing, because the weather is not too good. So you cannot even go out of your apartment. So you have everything of the best, but the climate is not good. Allah speaks of the climate in paradise. It will be perfect. So the climate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, fi dhilal, they will be relaxing in cool shade, ala al-ara'iq, on huge couches, ara'iq, muttaki'un, and they will just be reclining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the position of the people of paradise. They will be reclining. Allah did not say they will be sitting. Why? Because sitting requires some form of effort. Or sitting at one point becomes difficult. So sometimes you find a person has to change his posture while sitting.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say they will be lying down, completely lying down. Why? Because sometimes when you are lying down, you fall asleep and you miss out all the fun. Although there is no sleep in paradise, but based on our understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be reclining, they'll be relaxing, completely relaxed, reclining. The most comfortable position that a person can adopt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that as well. Allah said, Alal Ara'ik, they will be on these huge couches, just sitting and reclining. Lahum fiha sakit. Allah says, for them shall be every type of fruit in paradise. Walahum ma yatta'un. And for them shall be whatever they call for. Allah did not say ma yas'alun, what they will ask. Because in asking also there is some effort required, there's some exertion, and you have to ask somebody, and that person will have to agree to give it to you, or might not agree to give it to you. Allah says, for them shall be whatever they call for. In other words, it's ready, it's prepared. All they have to do is just call for it, and it is served to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.